بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال تعالى في سورة الفاطر، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا، فمنهم ظالم لنفسه، ومنهم مقتصد، ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله، ذلك هو الفضل الكبير. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers, sisters and listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed this life, as was mentioned a couple of days ago, that there will be an end point. That every single thing that is created naturally has a beginning and an ending. And the only thing that does not have a beginning nor an ending is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal. Despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything will have a beginning and everything will have an end. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this life, and we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, that we should worship Him until the time comes where we can't worship Him, which is the reality of death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Muslims and this deen in such a way that we have the understanding that we have something to look forward to after post-death. We have something to look forward to as Muslims. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنُ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ, that this dunya is a prison for the believers but a paradise for the disbelievers. Meaning that the akhirah will be the complete opposite for each respective party. Meaning that for the believers it will be a jannah, the akhirah, and it will be a jahannam for those who disbelieve. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this fate. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created something to look forward to for us, which is Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it in many ways in the Qur'an. And He describes those people who live in Jannah, meaning those people who will reside in Jannah, those people who will earn their Jannah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, insha'Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Fatir, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. So then we have inherited, meaning we have bequeathed this book, Al-Kitab, referring to the Qur'an, الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, from those whom we have selected, hand-selected, chosen from His servants, referring from our servants, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hand-selected all of us. And the fact that we have iman in our hearts, it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to have it. And there are those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have not chosen. And for this, we are in utter gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us such an amazing blessing, which was alluded to in Surah An-Nur, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then divides all of mankind, referring to the ummah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is referring to the Al-Kitab, the Qur'an, and the Qur'an was only given to those who followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divides the ummah of the Prophet into three groups. فَمِنْهُمْ, from amongst them are those who oppress themselves, ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ, and from them are those who follow a medium path, مُقْتَصِدْ. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, and from amongst them, from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, are those who are always ahead. Always ahead in every type of good action, بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ, and that is a very amazing, a very big grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hidayah, it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives hidayah from His fadl, from His grace. Because it's not that we deserve iman. There's not one person amongst us who is different from someone who is not here, from those who disbelieve. There's nothing different amongst us except the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us. It would have been very easily possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have selected someone else. At the same time, it was possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't have selected us. So this is from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from only the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amongst these three groups, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, this group refers to those ummah. Again, it is mentioned in the hadith, it's mentioned in narration Musnad Ahmad, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he brings a narration that says that all of these three types of people, they will go to Jannah. Right? Whomsoever follows the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and has La ilaha illallah in his heart or in her heart, then eventually they will go to Jannah. Eventually. Maybe it's possible via Jahannam, but they will go to Jannah in the end, because there will be absolutely no one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jahannam at the end. Only they will all reside in Jannah. So فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ refers to those people who oppressed themselves, referring to those people who went against some of the fara'id, some of those injunctions that are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's possible that some of these people did not follow them, and they were not adhering and restraining and refraining from those actions with which they were prohibited from, right? Those stuff that we aren't allowed to do, referred to as the haram, right? Some of those this person might have done, and this person might have went against some of those which he should have done. Wa minhum muqtasid refers to those people who strictly adhere to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strictly prohibit themselves from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. Right? Make the halal and the haram. This is وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. But it's possible that they engage in some things that are like, you know, the makruhat. Those things are slightly disliked or disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there are those وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And then there's those from this ummah that will always be the front runners, the forerunners, those who are ahead of everyone. These people refer to those who make that which is halal, they make that halal, that which is haram, they make that haram, but also they restrain and refrain themselves from those things which are even disliked by Allah. But at the same time, they also refrain from those stuff which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made permissible, but it's possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maybe has not placed His pleasure in it. Right? There are those things that are completely permissible, right? Those things that are jais. But maybe if restraining yourself from those things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes it even more. Right? Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put no restrictions in eating. As long as the food is halal, there's no restrictions. But, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that save a portion, one third for food, one third for drink, and one third for air. Right? Maybe the person adheres to this. There's absolutely no restriction in eating. But he still restricts himself because he wants to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then follows this ayah with a description of those who will be in Jannah and description of Jannah itself. He says, Jannatu Adn. This is the eternal paradise. Right? Jannatu Adn. يَدْخُلُونَهَا. They will certainly enter it. All of these aforementioned people, the ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِ مِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ and سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. All three of them will enter Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes what they will be wearing. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤًا. They will be adorned. They will be adorned in Jannah with special types of bracelets made of gold and pearls. This is a special thing that only the Jannatis will get. وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ. And now their clothes. Their clothes will be made of pure silk. They'll be adorned with pure silk, and on top of that, they'll be wearing bracelets made of gold and pearls. From the best of the best. You know, nowadays we try to find the best of the best in terms of, you know, the pearls and diamonds and platinum and jewels, whatever, gold, silver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has something stored for those who restrain themselves in this life, something far better than this, something no eye has ever seen, something no ear has ever heard, something no mind has ever comprehended. This is what the Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. وقالوا, and they will say, الحمد لله الذي أذهب عنا الحزن إن ربنا لغفور شكور. Then those people who will be in Jannah, they will say, all praises for the one, Alhamdulillah, all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has completely removed from inside of ourselves any type of worry or anguish, any type of hazan, some type of sadness, anything, everything is gone. All you have is pleasure. No sadness. In this life, sometimes we have sadness, but there's no such thing as sadness in Jannah. Because Jannah is an eternal abode in which there is only peace and tranquility, in which there's only happiness and blissfulness, in which there's only felicity. There's nothing bad in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these people will say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan, inna rabbana laghafurun shakur. Indeed, our Lord is most forgiving and the one who is worthy of being thanked. الَّذِي. And then they describe these people again, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. الَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا دَارَ الْمُقَامَةِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا نَصَبْ وَلَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا لُغُوبٌ. These people will say, الَّذِي. All praise is for the one whom He has allowed us to reside in a place that will be forever. Forever. You know, one time my teacher, Mufti Azim Hafidhullah, he was explaining to us the concept of time. And obviously we know that time is something that is created. So if time is created, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, then that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bound by time. There's no beginning, there's no end. قَدِيمٌ بِلَا ابْتِدَاءٍ دَائِمٌ بِلَا انْتِهَاءٍ. There's absolutely no beginning to him and there's absolutely no end. So that means there's no concept of time. But for us, there is a concept of time. But in the Akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will bring time in the form in front of him, and then he will kill time. And time will not exist after that. So those people who will go to Jannah, there's absolutely no end to Jannah. The person will live in Jannah forever and ever and ever. There's absolutely no end to it. And when we try to wrap our minds around this, wallahi, there's absolutely no way we can wrap our minds around this. Because forever has no limit. We're always, you know, we were grown up with the fact that, you know, there has to be a beginning to something. Right? And in the end, maybe, you know, the end will eventually come. It might be, it might not be like tomorrow, it might be like nine a year or two, or maybe even 10 or 20, but it will be eventually. But there's absolutely no end to Jannah. الَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا دَارَ الْمُقَامَةِ. A place where time itself won't exist. So that means you will be in bliss, you will be in happiness and felicity forever and ever and ever. But then the other side comes. There's the opposite side of the coin. There's always the other side. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمُ. And those who disbelieve, for them is the fire of Jahannam. لا يقضى عليهم فيموتوا. This is very scary. Over here, no, they will neither be dead nor will they be living. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'la, ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. Neither will they live nor will they die. That means that the punishment will continuously come upon them. It will continuously come upon them, but they won't be dying. They won't be dying. They will have the punishment. Punishment, فوق العذاب, عذاب فوق العذاب, عذاب on top of عذاب, punishment over punishment, but there will be no end to it. Even though they'll be wishing for an end. They will be wishing for an end. Can you believe if we were in this life, we were actually wishing for death? They will be wishing for death in Jahannam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. Malik, the person who's in charge of Jahannam, the gatekeeper, the angel that is the gatekeeper of Jahannam, the people of Jahannam will tell him, please tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to just kill us. We want to end. We want to just die. We can't bear this anymore. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. Malik will say, no, indeed you will remain in here forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala killed time. There's no such thing as an end. So you will be in Jahannam forever. This kafir, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمُ لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُوا وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا. Right, maybe after the time goes on, it's possible Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reduce the punishment. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا. Neither will the punishment be reduced even a bit, nor will there come a time where the punishment will cease to exist. No matter what you do, the punishment will be there at the same magnitude as it was from the beginning. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Jahannam will be. وَهُمْ يَصْطَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. And then they'll be crying. They'll be crying and pleading. What will they be saying in Jahannam? رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا. Oh, our Lord, take us out of here. Take us out of Jahannam. نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. If you take us out and give us another chance, we will definitely go back and we will do actions, such actions that we wouldn't have done before. غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. Other than that which we used to do. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, didn't we give you life? We gave you life. We gave you a chance. We gave you an opportunity. And those who were supposed to take heed, they took heed. And those who didn't take heed, they didn't take heed. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And it's not like we just left you. It's not like we just left you. We sent you a warner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to those in Jahannam, when they cry this, will say, we sent you a warner, we sent the Prophet, we sent the Prophets. We had people on earth that were calling towards Allah and, you know, and joining good and forbidding evil. We had those people on earth. Why are you crying out like this now? We gave you life, we gave you a chance, but it was you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he gave us irada, he gave us free will. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, what did you do with it? What did you do with it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us. فَذُوقُوا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, Nain, at this point, taste my punishment. For all the things you have done in this life, taste it. Taste this punishment. فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. In the afterlife, there will absolutely be no helper for those who oppressed, for those who disbelieved, for those who had nifaq and kufr, for those who didn't believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet, there will be no helper for him. فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَالِمُ غَيْبِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all that which is hidden in the heavens and the earth. إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. And He knows what is hidden, and He knows what is concealed inside even of your chest. He knows everything. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges, there's absolutely nothing that can avert His justice. And there's absolutely nothing that can take you away from where you were supposed to be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself say this. And there's many descriptions. Surah Kahf has some, Surah Furqan, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, all of these, every Surah Al-Qaf, right, Surah Yasin, all of these surahs, they have descriptions of Jannah and Jahannam. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to not only, you know, seek refuge in the punishment of Jahannam, but also allow us to enter Jannah بغير حساب, without any حساب. It is said about the السابقون, the سابقه بالخيرات بإذن الله, they'll have absolutely no, they'll just enter Jannah. They'll have no حساب. The مقتصد, they have يحاسب حسابا يسيرا. They'll have an easy reckoning. But the thing is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the person who will be taken to task, the person who will have some discussion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding his sins, that's not a good thing. Because when our books of sins open, there's absolutely no end to it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there will be no end to those sins. Everything will be recorded. لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة. Nothing will be written, nothing will be taken away. Everything will be written, absolutely everything. So we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not only Jannah, but Jannatul Firdaus بغير حساب. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to enter hand in hand with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and allow us to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give us the blessed ru'ya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.